Welcome back to AI Breakdown, your go-to podcast for unboxing the latest AI research. I'm Megan.
And I'm Ray. And today we're diving into a recent paper hot off the press. It's by Dayan Huang and the team from NVIDIA, titled Lita, Language Instructed Temporal Localization Assistant.
Oh, Lita. It seems we're onto something interesting today. This is addressing a challenge that video LLMs or large language models have been grappling with, correct?
That's right, Megan. Video LLMs have scored some serious points in understanding content, but answering that pesky, when did something happen, question, well, that's where they trip over themselves.
Kind of like forgetting your watch when you need it the most. And the authors of Lita seem to have identified some key bottlenecks: time representation, architecture, and data. But they aren't just diagnosing problems here. They're prescribing solutions, aren't they?
You hit the nail on the head, Megan, starting with time tokens, a way to encode timestamps relative to the duration of the video. It's a creative way to give the models a kind of time-sensitive language.
A much-needed upgrade. And on the architecture side, slow-fast tokens for capturing fine temporal resolution information. That's quite the mouthful.
No kidding. It's like looking at life through a magnifying glass in one eye and a wide-angle lens in the other. You get the best of both worlds. Slow for the detail and fast for the context.
A creative approach indeed. And when it comes to data, they're introducing a new task they call Reasoning Temporal Localization, RTL for short, crafted to test and improve these temporal skills.
And that, Megan, is where Lita really gives us something to talk about. On this RTL task, it nearly has doubled the accuracy benchmark compared to baseline methods. We're talking some big strides here.
From getting blindsided by when questions to nearly doubling accuracy, that's quite the evolution.
Plus, a significant 36% improvement in temporal understanding relative to other video LLMs. But let's give our listeners a bit of a layman's breakdown.
Good idea, Ray. So in plain English, temporal localization is about locating a specific event in a video in terms of time. It's not just knowing what is happening, but also when it is happening. And Lita, our language-instructed temporal localization assistant, is all about pushing the envelope in this regard.
Think of time tokens as kind of mini time markers. They give Lita a way to put things into a temporal context. And these slow-fast tokens, they are equally fascinating.
The names sure make me chuckle. The slow pathway is the big picture, focusing on the broad strokes. The fast pathway catches those quick, fleeting moments. Combined, they dig deeper into the temporal aspect of a video.
And as for the reasoning temporal localization task, that's Lita's big test. It has to answer when. Questions that are not just a simple fetch and retrieve. The model needs to do some heavy lifting, maybe even put on a detective's hat.
And the ActivityNet RTL, that's their problem set. The data set itself is rich with examples for Lita to practice its localization skills and flex its reasoning muscles.
So friends, we're looking at quite an exciting development for video content understanding in AI. Time is not just a background constant anymore. It's a key variable these models can work with. If you found value in today's exploration of AI's temporal talents, lend us your support with a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your feedback fuels our minds and our conversations.
Until next time, stay unbounded and keep up with the pulse of AI here on AI Breakdown.